Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Yud Zayin is the status of Pas Akum Bizman Hazeh. If one learns the last gzeira that appears of the Yud Ches Gzeiros in Masechet Shabbos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, as well as learning the Mishnah that elaborates on the last of the Yud Ches Gzeiros that includes Pas Akum in Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei Amud Beis, one would get a different impression than the halacha lemaisa, and then the approach of the Rishonim as well. Our Gemara says that pas, shemen, yayin were all prohibited because we did not want us to socialize with Gentile women, which would even lead to avodah zara, as well as, of course, the isur of lo sischatein bam, of intermarriage. Just an editorial comment. Chazal b'chachmasan understood already 2,000 years ago the challenges that would exist today in the great country, the United States of America, and for that matter in all of Chutz Laretz, of maintaining our Jewish identity amongst our Gentile neighbors when they were benevolent and friendly and offered us the best system of government that the world has ever seen. And Chazal gave us these gedarim. It seems, from reading the Mishnah, that Pas Akum is entirely Asur. And that's how it seems from our sugya. However, it's important to note that the halacha is much more complicated and much more nuanced. And the reason for that is because of a statement in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Alamed Hei Amabez, where the Gemara says that we have instances of Talmidei Chachamim, of Tanoim, that seemed to be lenient in Pas Akum, and it leads to the Gemara to say there were some Tanoim who actually held that even though the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah only raises the possibility that the Gzeira was repealed in regards to Shemen, that it could very well be that the Gzeira of Pas never took off in all places. Gemara records that Rebbe, in certain instances, was not worried about Pas Akum. Tosfos Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei Amud Beis gives two potential explanations. One is based on our Masechet Shabbos, not in our Gemara, but in the other Talmud, in the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi suggests that could very well be that just like Shemen, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah says was repealed, so too it could be when it comes to Pas that was repealed. However, the Halacha seems to take the first suggestion in Tosas, in Avodah Zarah, and that's what we're going to run with, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch runs with, and that is that Chazal have a very important rule, which is, Ein gozrim gzeira elim al tzibur, elim kein rov hatzibur, yicholun lamod ba. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamin Zayin Amar Aleph uses it in the context of these gzeiros, and Tosas suggests that it could very well be that this was a gzeira she'ein hatzibu yachol lamod ba, to prohibit all types of Pas Akum. And this is clearly reflected in the halacha lemaisa as well. It's found in the Rishonim. We will see it the way it's summarized in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Kuf Yud Beis, the Mechaber starts off with the Yisur. Atzru chachom lechol pashal amim of the chavim mishum chasnus. There's a prohibition because of chasnus. The Shach adds that even if you know for sure, you're not going to come to marry their children because it was baked by a priest, nevertheless, it's a low plug and it's aser across the board. The priest doesn't have children, it doesn't make a difference. The Shach does not say it's because he'll engage you in theological discussion, but rather it's a low plug. In Siv Beis, the Mechaber comes along and says, Yesh mekomo shemekilim bedavar velochim pas minachtam hovek lochavim bemakom she'en sham nachtom Yisrael mipnei she'ishas hatchak. This is the important and critical heter for Pas Akum, according to most Rishonim. And that is, as we had mentioned according to Tosos, the Gzeira did not take effect entirely because in certain instances it was a Gzeira Shein HaTzibu Yachol Lamod Ba. For that reason, the Mechaber brings down that there were many places that had the custom to buy from a Gentile baker because there wasn't a Jewish baker. According to this approach of the Mechaber, what happened was Klal Yisrael only accept the Gzeira in a limited scope where it was something Shatzibur Yachol Lamodba. It's for this reason the Mechaber goes on to say that this only applies when it comes to a bakery. If there's no bakery of a Jew and there's only a bakery of a Gentile, so then in such case we could be Makel. However, he concludes, if it's bread cooked in the house of a Gentile, then in such a case, to say Ein HaTzibur Yachol Lamod Ba on going specifically to a Gentile's house, even if there happens not to be bread at that particular time, it would be Asur. Where the draw the line becomes a fascinating discussion in the tour of what is considered you really need it, and that is that the Torah brings down some Rishonim who say only someone who has to fast for 3 days. Some say it means literally fast, or most understand it means that you don't have bread for 3 days. So then in such a case, that's called Ein Palter Yisrael Matzui, and then one could rely on this heter. Should be noted that in Shulchan Aruch there is a more lenient position, and that is we have a Yeshomrim. The Yeshomrim, in the name of the Mordechai, Da'afilu b'makom shepas Yisrael matzui shori. Even where Pas Yisrael is available, it's permissible. This is not quoted in the name of a Hagav or Ramah, but it's in Rashi print. And the Shach, Paskins like this, its source is a Mardechi. According to the Mardechi, he understands the Rishonim that preceded him as saying that the Minog, or more precisely, the Gzeira, was not Nispashate in all places, period. Not that it was not Nispashate in some places because it was Gzer Shenat Tzibur Yachol Lamod Ba. The Mardechi is different than Tosos because he understands that there were certain places it was not Nispashate at all. To the point that the Shach even goes so far as to say, according to this position, maybe it would even be permissible to eat bread that was baked in a Gentile's house. According to this approach, to bring it back to our daf, Yudzayin Amebeis in Masechah Shabbos, when our Gemara says that Pas was made Asur, the Mordechai says that it didn't spread to most of Tfutzas Yisrael. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl Shlita, in his Sefer B'Yitzchak Ikari, in his Aros to Mishnah Brura in Chelek Beis, I believe it's in Simen Kuf Samaches, it's not with me right now, it's in Yeshiva, quotes his great Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, who seemed to follow the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, not the Yesh Omrim that's brought down in Rashi print, because he writes the following. He says, for those of us who are zochet to live in Eretz Yisrael, and Jewish bread is available, in such a case, it's hard to imagine that Pas Palter would be acceptable from a goy, considering Rav Nevenzahl adds that some Rishonim say that you have to mamish fast from bread in order to be able to eat Pas Palter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman went with the first Havana, according to Tosos, and that is, it's a Gzer Shein Tzabi Yachol Lamod Ba, where it's very difficult to access the bread, then it's going to be permissible. Otherwise, it could very well be that Pas Palter would not be acceptable. It's also important to note that the Mechaber in Sifhei broadens this heter. It definitely doesn't seem to be consistent with what we had mentioned from the Rosh about people fasting, but nevertheless, the Mechaber writes the following. Yesh omrim, shemi sheyesh biyodo pas, o sheyesh palter Yisrael, v'yesh palter akum, o se pas yofa mimenu, if a Gentile makes better bread, or he makes a different type, whole wheat, so then in such a case, it's permissible to be kona from the pas palter. This was something that was common once upon a time, where whole wheat bread was hard to get from Jewish bakeries. Now it's not as difficult. So then, even if one does not go with the Mardechi, in such a case, it would still be considered a Gzeira Sheinei Tzibur Yachol Lamod Ba if it's a better quality. Therefore, if a person lives in a place, it would seem, according to this Yesh Omrim, where they do not have a certain quality of bread from a Jewish baker, and let's say their family brings them pas palter, which is of better quality, according to Yesh Omrim, it would be mutter. I leave off as a question, according to our tradition from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who seems to be going, especially the way Rav Nevenzahl presented it, about the heter being really only if someone needs to fast, whether that this halacha would apply. Presumably, if we're talking about whole wheat bread, and a person is not supposed to eat regular bread, then that would apply, because then they would fast from the bread. But what happens if they like a little bit this pas akum better, this pas palter better? It could be that, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, we would not have the heter. On the other hand, according to the Mechaber's Yesh Omrim, Yesh al milismoch, and one therefore has the Mordechi, as well as the Yesh Omrim, in Siv Zayin, in such a case, which is a tour in the name of the Rajba. Bottom line is, not everything is as it seems when one reads a Gemara. Divrei Torah aniyim b'mokom echad, v'ashirim b'mokom acher. If one knows simply the Tanaitic teachings, one would have thought Pas Akum, Pas Palter, is entirely prohibited. There is, however, a hint in the Gemara that there were Tanoim that were Mekel. The Gemara in no way indicates that we paskin that way. However, Tosfos says that this is the rationale why even in the time of Tosfos, they were Mekel. And according to Tosfos, it seems to be because of Gzeira Shein Atzibu Yochel Amabo. Tosfos does quote the Yerushalmi that says it could be the whole Takana of Pas Akum was repealed. And finally, the opinion of the Mordechai, it could be in certain lands, it was never accepted in the first place, even going back to the original Takana. Hence, one doesn't even need a difficulty to find a heter. In Shulchan Aruch, we have both opinions. Simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is that one needs a difficulty to find the heter, but the Mechaber is Mekel that says that even a better brand is also called a difficulty. We questioned, according to the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman, where he, and particularly Rav Nevenzahl, in extending Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoted those Rishonim who say that the heter is only if you need to fast, whether a better brand would be enough of a tzorech, where we would say, Gzeira Shein Atzibur Yachol Lamod Ba, and the heter applies to him as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Taf Yud Zayin's halacha topic for today.